Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Feeling is the Secret by Neville Goddard is a profound book that explores the significant role feelings play in the manifestation of one's desires. Published first in 1944, this book remains a cornerstone in the literature of spirituality and the law of attraction. Within its concise framework, Goddard posits that the key to achieving one's desires isn't merely in thinking, but in feeling. His insights provide a blueprint for individuals to harness their inner states to influence external reality. Goddard's focus on the subconscious mind and its ability to shape our lives is both transformative and timeless, offering readers a pathway to understand and utilize their inherent power. The book is a manual for those seeking to transcend their perceived limitations and live a life of greater fulfillment and purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Law of Assumption. The Law of Assumption is a central topic in Feeling is the Secret, where Neville Goddard outlines the principle that assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled leads to the realization of one's desires. Unlike the Law of Attraction, which emphasizes attracting what we focus on, the Law of Assumption is about becoming what we want to be by embodying the feelings and beliefs that are congruent with our desired state. Goddard suggests that when we assume the state of our wish being fulfilled, we align our subconscious mind with that reality, thus initiating its manifestation in the physical world. This process requires a strong faith and belief in the unseen, urging readers to fully immerse themselves in the emotional state of having achieved their desires, rather than merely wishing for them. Through vivid examples and practical advice, Goddard teaches how to live as if one's dreams are already a reality, thereby activating the subconscious to bring about these desires. Secondly, the power of imagination. Neville Goddard places a significant emphasis on the power of imagination, asserting it as a divine faculty that has the power to shape reality. In Feeling is the Secret, imagination isn't just a tool for escapism, but a potent creative force that can bring desires into being. Goddard portrays imagination as the bridge between the unseen, the wish or desire, and the seen, its manifestation in the physical realm. He guides readers to harness this power through deliberate visualization and emotional engagement with that which they seek to manifest. By vividly imagining the end result and feeling the emotions associated with that outcome, individuals can impress upon their subconscious mind the reality of their desires. This process goes beyond mere daydreaming, demanding focused and persistent envisionment of one's goals as already achieved. Goddard's teachings on imagination are a call to action, encouraging readers to actively use their inner vision to create the life they yearn for. Thirdly, sleep and the subconscious mind. One of the most practical teachings from Feeling is the Secret revolves around the use of sleep to influence the subconscious mind. Goddard elucidates the role of sleep as a golden opportunity to impress upon the subconscious mind the reality of one's desires. He posits that the state of mind in which one falls asleep has a significant impact on the manifestation process. By entering sleep while holding on to the feeling of the wish fulfilled, one can effectively seed their subconscious with these desired states, facilitating their realization in waking life. This process involves a deliberate preparation before sleep where one visualizes and feels the completed desire, embedding this vision deeply into the subconscious. Goddard's insights into the use of sleep extend beyond mere technique, offering a holistic approach that integrates subconscious reprogramming with natural human rhythms. This principle highlights the symbiotic relationship between the conscious and subconscious minds, underscoring the untapped power resting within our nightly respite. Fourthly, faith and belief. Faith and belief are cornerstone concepts in Feeling is the Secret, underpinning all of Neville Goddard's teachings on manifestation. Goddard posits that without a sincere belief in the possibility of one's desires coming to fruition and a faith in the process of assumption, success in manifestation remains elusive. Faith, in Goddard's view, is not blind trust but a deep-seated knowledge and conviction that the unseen will manifest into the seen. This kind of faith requires a departure from skepticism and a full embrace of the premise that the universe operates on laws that are responsive to our inner states. Belief is equally critical. It's the engine that drives the feeling of the wish fulfilled. Without belief, the feelings and imaginations have no foundation and cannot impress upon the subconscious mind effectively. Goddard encourages readers to cultivate a mindset of certainty and confidence in their envisioned reality, reassuring them that these mental and emotional investments are indeed the currency of creation. Lastly, revision, changing the past. A groundbreaking concept introduced by Neville Goddard in Feeling is the Secret is the practice of revision, or the mental act of changing the past to positively affect the future. Goddard suggests that one can revisit past events in their mind and reimagine them in a way that aligns with their desires. This process involves mentally rewriting negative experiences, recasting them with positive outcomes, or aligning them with one's current aspirations. The premise is that by altering our perception and emotional response to past events, we can remove limiting beliefs and emotional blocks that hinder our ability to manifest our desires. Revision is not merely wishful thinking. It's an active engagement with and reinterpretation of the past to foster a healthier, more empowered mindset. Goddard's technique of revision offers a radical yet empowering approach to personal transformation, suggesting that our history is not fixed but malleable and subject to the transformative power of our imagination and feelings. In conclusion, Feeling is the Secret is a must-read for individuals interested in the laws of manifestation, personal development, and spirituality. Neville Goddard presents a compelling argument that it is our feelings rooted in belief and faith that shape our reality. This book is particularly beneficial for those who wish to understand the profound impact of their internal states on their external world, and how to harness this understanding for personal achievement and spiritual growth. The teachings found within are timeless, offering guidance on utilizing the power of imagination, the subconscious mind, and our emotional states to bring about the life we desire. For anyone looking to transform their life from the inside out, Feeling is the Secret provides the knowledge and tools to do so. The principles outlined by Goddard can lead to profound changes in one's life, promoting a deeper understanding of the interconnectedness between our internal experiences and our external manifestations. If you would like to support Neville Goddard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.